This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. With something mean, it's supposed to be believe, but I told that be so awesome and that down it be amazing. But enough about me, yes, we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would have been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Didn't move, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, I don't blame us for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 189. Holy shit, we're back. It feels like we haven't recorded in forever, guys.
Yeah, that's the way I feel all the time.
We have the group, all of us, back together. Coming back, the man with the most seniority on the show, outside of myself, Donnie D from the D.
What up, dope people? You know, I'll be getting homesick when we miss a week without recording.
You get the shakes like Ali?
Yeah, I'll be shaking like Ali with a mister of Michael J.
Wow.
Oh my, I don't know how to segue from that. So we're gonna go to Mr. I Yield to No One because we are currently watching the Bengals get their asses handed to them in the playoffs.
I turned it off because the game's over now.
Good.
Yes, so. Good.
So now we got your attention.
No, because I'm playing video games.
And,
but Merry Christmas!
You scrub.
Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me.
Last but not least, Alex.
You weren't expecting that one, were you?
So, this is like the first time since I've podcasted with Donnie and Yield before, was it before Thanksgiving?
Before Thanksgiving.
It's been a while, guys. Have you missed me?
Yes.
Of course.
We've had to listen to Tricky all the time.
I've missed you with every bullet.
We recorded last week, Tricky.
I know, but I missed you.
Not so good results with my audio.
Yes, I missed you with every bullet, buddy.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
So would you be number one with the bullet?
Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, this is the first four-man show we've had in a month. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, the shows without Donnie were good, but, you know, missing Yield or Alex, you know.
We all know the shows without me are missing something.
Shows without Alex or Yield, I feel like a part of me is missing.
It's okay, well, Trigger. We already have you recorded that you're missing me. So it's all good. You can say it now that we here and you can play it off for the listeners, but I know you love me. It's already been done.
I do love you, Donnie. I love you like a hole in my head.
That's all right. I'm there to feel it.
Ew. All right, on that note, let's move on. Let's give you our updated trophy count. I am level 27. Yes, I moved up a level to further my distance from the D from
From the D.
From the D. I'm level 27, total trophies.
You're never very far from the D.
The Dookie?
Total trophies of 5976 and a plaque count of 39. Donnie D.
I am looking at level 26 still. Trophy count is 5301. Platinum is 72 still. Like I said before,
Alex?
I will be on that for a while.
We don't care. You're talking too much already. Alex?
So, I have a total trophy count of 4,505 and level 23. And the category that matters the most, I have 53 platinums in 52 games, but I'm working on my 54th platinum in 53 games.
All right, and I have to go back. I'm sorry, after you're done.
You got to change his plan.
I forgot.
It's okay, Trigger. We know you a chump, so just let it go.
I have 39 plats in 37 games.
Oh, so now you're gonna steal? Now you're stealing Alex's saying.
Trigger, you don't have to do that. We know you're a chump, so you don't have to do that.
Yield your trophies.
Level 19, trophy count of 3202, and a platinum count of 37.
All right. Well, we've been off for 2 weeks. Some of us have been off for a month. Some of us had birthdays in the mix. Some of us had a merry New Year and a happy Christmas.
Crazy Kwanzaa.
Crazy Kwanzaas. Oh, you know what? Happy now that Hanukkah. I think about that, I gotta say, this is the first year I didn't hear the Hanukkah song on the radio this year.
It's
because kind of missed it. Is Adam Sandler just not relevant anymore?
No.
Adam Sandler hasn't been truly relevant in a long time.
I've never heard the Hanukkah song on the radio.
I've heard all three versions.
Are you talking about that? I'm a happy Hanukkah. I never heard it on the radio. They play that on the radio?
You never heard the Hanukkah song on the radio?
No.
Harrison Ford. That's because you live in Detroit.
And that's only because all the white people listen to stuff like that.
O.J. Simpson, still not a Jew. But you know who is? The voice of the guy that does Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, let's go on to our, what are we playing?
And Rod Carew.
Alex, what have you been playing on this mini vacations we've had over the last little while here?
So as we've documented last time, but since last week's show was kind of messed up, I want to do it again. Got the Platinum in Guacamelee. Yeah. And ever since then, went back and played some Batman Arkham City, played Harley's Revenge DLC.
I want to get my hands on that.
It's short. It shouldn't take you more than an hour or 2 hours to beat. If you go for like 100% for all the trophies, it'll take you like maybe 3 or 4 hours.
Well, I'm not doing that.
I mean, you play as Robin for most of it. You play as Batman for some of it. But, I mean, it's a nice little side story to extend the Batman Arkham City experience. So, I enjoyed it. It was fun. But then again, Batman Arkham City is one of my favorite games ever, so.
You're and bound to enjoy.
Yep. And then I went back and played some Bioshock Infinite and got the got 100% S rank on Bioshock Infinite. I've beaten both the Burial at Seas DLCs. Both are really awesome because they're fun and they involve a lot of characters from throughout the Bioshock series. They kind of tie Rapture and Columbia together. You see how the two sides interact, which is really cool. And beat the Clash in the Clouds DLC, so I'm 100% on that now. And the cool thing about the Clash in the Clouds DLC was that it was mostly combat, which wasn't my favorite part of Bioshock. It's usually the exploration and the looting and the story. But the combat, it was fun in Clash in the Clouds, so I enjoyed it. And lately I've been playing Ratchet & Clank Into the Nexus, one of the games on my checklist that I have to check off. So as a Ratchet & Clank fan, I know Donnie's a Ratchet & Clank fan too.
Mm-hmm. I didn't care for Nexus though, but I am a fan.
So before I talk about why I like it, Donnie, why didn't you like it?
Yeah, well, one, it's really short for a Ratchet & Clank game, and
but it's also $30. It's half the price.
But yeah. So I feel like I most definitely feel like I paid for what I got as far
as your money's worth.
Yeah, as far as how short it was, and also it's been a while since I played it because I played it when it first came out as day one. So I can't remember too much of it, and that tells you how much I really enjoyed it because I can't remember too much of it. So, but yeah, it wasn't as clever as they could have been as they've been in other Ratchet and Clank games, in my opinion. But it is a worth play for Ratchet and Clank fans, though. I'm not knocking it on that aspect.
Well, I mean, there's not, you know, you get a little bit of Captain Quark. He's in there, but he's not in there a whole lot. And Dr. Nefarious isn't in there. They got two new villains, Vendra and Neptune Prague, which are actually two really cool characters. I like them a lot.
Yeah.
I just feel like the game, you know, after Full Frontal Assault and All for One, which kind of stepped away from the traditional Ratchet & Clank structure, this has gone back to the story-driven, linear, single-player gameplay, which is fantastic. This is why we all like Ratchet & Clank. It's been the first time since A Crack in Time that we've gotten that, and this kind of, I think it closes out the series really well on the PS3. It's charming. It's got that Insomniac charm that all the Ratchet & Clank games have. I think it's well-written. It's funny. My favorite part in the entire game is when, at the beginning, Neptune Prague, basically his sister, Vendra, has been captured, and Ratchet and Clank are escorting her to jail. and Neptune Prague kind of busts in and breaks her out. And he tells one of his minions to hit the missile button, the red button to shoot the missiles at their ship. And all of a sudden he presses the wrong button, and it's like this big purple, like, creepy crocodile dude. And all of a sudden Wang Chung's Everybody Have Fun Tonight starts playing. And I really enjoyed that. It was my favorite moment of the game.
That was pretty funny.
It's got all the charm that you want, plus it's fun to play. It's, you know, it's got the crazy weapons, it's got the colorful characters, it's got the varied worlds. They're all very different from each other. It's got the variable gameplay, it's got new elements to it.
I'm sorry to cut you off. That new element you're talking about, that is a pretty cool element, that whole was it that transfer beam or whatever it is?
Well, yeah, the grav point.
Yeah.
Where you shoot between two points and then it'll create a stream that'll take you across caverns. Yeah. Like abysses.
Yeah.
Abysses and stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty clever. I like that.
Yeah, it basically creates a bridge for you. And it's really, and you can use like multiple, like up to four to make bridges like that like change directions.
Yeah.
And then they've also got little sections where you go into nether regions with Clank and you do a little 2D platforming sections, which are really cool. So it kind of shows that the series still has some life in it, despite, you know, being introduced on the PS2 and being, I guess, more than a decade old now.
Yeah, but one thing that Insomniac has not got down pat yet, and I still don't know why, is those skill points. That junk gets on my nerves. I'm like, can you?
You don't need.
No, I
the
just.
Good thing.
We keep cutting each other off. I'm just saying, I hate not knowing what you have to do for these freaking skill points. Like, I understand. Like, just give it to me and let me work on trying to do it, not trying to guess on what I have to do on every level to get a skill point. Because I know almost every level have a skill point, but they are marked out and you don't know at all what you have to do. Who would have guessed that you have to pick up three or how many enemies to kill them inside that gravity beam? You know, who would guess that?
You can always go online. I can understand your frustration. I think it's a little bit of a nitpick. I think it's a small thing because, one, the skill points don't really count towards trophies, so you don't need to do the skill points to get all the trophies.
Not in this one, but it has been in previous Ratchet & Clank games where you have to get a certain amount of skill points for trophies.
Which is why there is, you know, trophy guides and stuff. But I get your point. But, this one, I don't think it's tied to any costumes for Ratchet. One of the other cool things they did was that there are a couple of cool other things I want to mention before we move on. There's like a museum, like a history museum that you go through in the final planet, and it kind of takes you back to the history of Ratchet & Clank in a very brief. It's brief. It'll take maybe 10 minutes to go through, but it's got like villains and particular technology and like ships and like special moments in the series, which is really cool to kind of go back and look and see, because they did have an Insomniac museum, I think, in Up Your Arsenal, which is really cool.
What's the one before Tools of Destruction? It's in
okay,
that
Tools
one.
Of Destruction.
They had a whole planet. So, they had a whole Insomniac planet you can go to.
And they've had five games since then, or four games since then. So to go through and see everything again, it's really cool to walk through the history. If you like the Ratchet & Clank single-player games, if you like Tools of Destruction, Up Your Arsenal, A Crack in Time, Going Commando, then you'll like this game because it's exactly just like those. Different planets, different villains, different story, but same great writing, same awesome weapons, same endearing characters, so you'll enjoy it if you like those games.
Yeah, yeah. Once again, people, don't take my words and twist them into what you want to say. I like the game. It just was my least favorite.
All right, well, I would like to welcome everybody back to your regularly scheduled Trophy Horse Show that have been tuning in to the Donnie and Alex show for the last 10
wait,
minutes.
I'm sorry. Tricky's about to talk about Assassin's Creed Unity.
No, I was going to go, so Yield, what have you been playing?
We missed each other, so we had a lot to talk about.
I know, that's why I didn't interrupt you guys. You guys just went on for like ever.
Look, if there's going to be Ratchet and Clank and Sly Cooper talk, Donnie and I are going to go on for a little bit.
Hey, do your thing. Yeah, I ain't hating on you guys.
You're hating.
I'm hating.
You're hating.
I don't hate, I participate.
Well, you didn't participate in the Ratchet and Clank.
Yes. Why do you hate Ratchet and Clank?
Yeah, I don't hate Ratchet and Clank.
You stumbled there.
You are racist to furry things. Racist.
Yeah, if I was racist to furry things, I wouldn't be a fan of yours, Donnie.
Why you got me?
Well, you're furrier than he is.
Well, you have to have me because I'm a minority. You have to have at least one furry on your show.
No, because then I already have yield.
So I'm gonna break down the fourth wall here and tell our listeners that we all are bearded. So we all have facial hair. So
yeah, Donnie's leading the category in leading the running for the Duck Dynasty Award for beards.
Oh no, that is yield all the way.
No, yours is longer than yield.
No, but yield, he looks just like one of those duck people.
Oh, I do not.
Oh. Yo, don't worry. I'm bringing my 45. You can take out his kneecap when we get to Boston.
All right.
So, Yo, what have you been playing, and what are you currently playing? And please, 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 don't break Alex's heart. You have to bring some good news for Alex this week.
Oh well, okay. I can just say I've been playing it. I've been playing some Simpsons Tapped Out, getting through the Christmas DLC. I've been playing a lot of Treasures of Montezuma Blitz and fired up MotorStorm Apocalypse right around Christmas.
Woo!
And just finished the single player. There's not really – the multiplayer is probably pretty much dead, but I'll just go back and get all my single player trophies. But I really enjoyed it. I know MotorStorm Apocalypse came out before Split Second, but MotorStorm Apocalypse is Split Second on crack.
I think Split Second come out before MotorStorm Apocalypse? You know what I'm saying.
I think
Split Second came out first.
Either way, they're both really good. This is a good third game for MotorStorm.
All right. And Donnie, and all that talk, did you talk about what you've been playing?
No, I have not, because I haven't been playing much. My system has been in storage. But no, when I did play,
wait.
No, it hasn't.
Your system,
it hasn't.
Your system's been in storage.
It hasn't. I'm just saying I haven't been playing it often.
Okay.
No, but when I did play, just Kingdom Hearts again. I'm be on that for a long time. I'm going through Kingdom Hearts 2 because I freaking love the story. And then the next one was just 360 something days. I forget what it is. A Birth by Sleep, something like that. I forget which one it is. But matter of fact, let me look on the back of the case. There it goes. Birth by Sleep. That's a new one that I have not played in an installment, and I heard it's...
That was the PSP one, right?
Yeah, I heard it's the best out of all the Kingdom Hearts offsprings.
Offsprings.
Yeah, but the best thing I'm enjoying about playing that one is that it tells more about the Organization 13, and if you don't know who that is, I'm not about to break it down. But it dips deep into their storyline, and I'm curious about that. And I have an idea. I just want the game to tell me that my idea or hypothesis is correct.
All right. And I have been playing Grand Theft Auto 5 on the PS4. Been playing some Assassin's Creed Unity. I'm almost done with the game. I've been very sidetracked doing all the side missions. There's a shitload of side missions in that game.
I bet it is.
And say what?
I bet it is Assassin's Creed.
You got to find all the
feathers, all the.
They're called cockades in this one.
Cots?
Cockades.
You finding cots?
You got to solve the murder mystery.
Tricky, I got to ask. Do they still have all the lookout points in Assassin's Creed? Do you have to find like 100 of those?
Well, they got the save points, but I think there's only like.
Yeah.
Maybe 12 of them.
Come on, it ain't no 12 lookout points in old Assassin's Creed.
I think there's only 12 in this one.
That's a big improvement.
You know, Assassin's Creed 2 had a ton, and Brotherhood really cut down on those. So Brotherhood did a good job of cutting down, like minimalizing those. They were still important, but they didn't have quite as many.
And you gotta do all the murder mysteries, you gotta find the Notre Dame. I want to say that I know how us as a group we feel about outside media, but in this case with Unity, I don't know about Rogue because I didn't play Rogue yet. There's treasure chests obviously in Assassin's Creed. You can only unlock certain treasure chests if you use the companion app on the tablets or on your PC.
I hate when they make games like that.
And there's also other treasure chests that you can only open it up if your Assassin's Creed or your AC Initiates account on the computer do. Now, I will say that neither of those, neither of the companion apps or the Initiates chest are required for getting the platinum, but they do open up certain certain outfits. Like you can unlock Altair's Master Assassin's costume, whatnot. But the problem with that is, one, half the time the companion app doesn't even link up, and two, the Initiates website's been down since I bought the game, so I can't even check those. So, I mean, it is what it is. But that's all I've been playing.
But I have some what I've been playing. DLC.
I swear, we gotta get sound bites that we can just put into the show.
I know. Well, we have one for a shout out. Which me and,
no, we don't.
Yeah,
we,
I, don't well, I didn't one. Officially make one, but me and Yeo did one for you, and that I'm gonna make that.
That is true.
It.
We did.
I'm gonna make that, and I'm gonna make it for.
Wait, you two were talking outside of a show and made one.
No, when me and you and him recorded, and you was like, "Oh, I got some shout out DLC," and we both was like, "Shout out DLC."
No, we're not using that.
Yes, we are. Oh, man.
That was awesome.
That's yes, it was. We are using that. But anyway, I just gotta say, I want to give an update on what's that Evil Within? Oh my goodness, I was about to attempt to go for the plat in that, but I cut it off. It's just one mode. I already told you guys the game is annoying to play. It's a worth play, but it's annoying as heck to play that game. You die the most stupidest ways, and you die when you should not have died to begin with. But it's this mode on there called Akuma mode, which is you have to go through that game without getting hit one time, and it's not a bonus. It's not a one of those bonus plays. So you have to start over from your lowest level and work your way on up with grabbing update things to update yourself. Dude, when I read what I had to do, I just sent it back to Gamefly. I like, I am not about to go through this with this game. It's not worth it. That game is not worth platinum to me. Crazy as heck. They're crazy. Crazy, man. And I'm through with my... What have I been playing? DLC.
Okay. let's get into our topics this week. Because it's been Christmas and New Year's, not a lot of news has come out. So we have scrounged together some topics. Bulk of our show is going to be on Donnie and Alex talking in the beginning and our topics of the week at the end.
It's what they want, man. It's what they want.
Yeah, so Tricky always makes fun of me for not talking, and when I do talk, he gives me crap.
It's a Tasho. It's what they want, man.
You can't win in my world. All right, our first topic of the day is Kojima has revealed the chicken hat in Metal Gear Solid V, The Phantom Pain.
So you're not going to talk about what I said, but you're going to talk about a freaking chicken hat.
Really?
Well, that's
a topic, the chicken hat.
Well, the reason we're talking about the chicken hat is because of this. On Christmas Day, Hideo Kojima did a live stream for fans who showed up to see more of The Phantom Pain, and were even hopeful to see a release date. Kojima instead waited until the very end at the 2-hour and 45-minute mark of the nearly 3-hour stream to reveal a special feature in The Phantom Pain, a wearable chicken hat. Although seemingly a joke, the chicken hat actually serves a certain purpose. Kotaku has reported that frequent failure or difficulty with missions will cause the game to ask players if they'd like to wear the hat. When selected, a hat appears on the in-game character who then becomes nearly invisible to all surrounding enemies. Essentially, it's designed to act as an aid to help players through tougher sections of the game. That's why we're talking about the chicken hat.
Are you serious, Kojima? Kojima, you've been getting on my nerves a long time ago, man, ever since you announced the freaking price of Ground Zeroes for a freaking demo. Now you're really getting on my nerves. What happened to the freaking stealth suit, man? And us working for the stealth suit.
Well, this is a different time period, so maybe the stealth suit wasn't invented back then?
What? The stealth suit was invented before Bit Boss, Bit Boss became Bit Boss, so ta-da.
Okay, fair enough. But the reason we're talking about this is not because it's a chicken hat, but how do you feel about games at a certain point of failure saying, okay, you know what? The game's a little too hard for you. Let's make it easier for you so you can actually get through the story. Do you think it's a cop-out by the developers, or do you think it actually is a good thing?
You mean like Nintendo did maybe 5 or 6 years back with games like Donkey Kong or Country Returns, and everyone had like a big, oh, this is crazy, this is dumb, and there was a big uproar about it, that kind of thing?
Uh-huh.
I think it's straight. I like it when it does slow down the time, because I'd be wanting to just hurry up and get back into it. But I think it's okay. As long as they ask before just doing it. Because, yeah, it's several games that does it for you. They ask you, do you want to make it easier, drop down a level?
If only they had it for Vanquish and the tactical challenges.
You know what? I wouldn't even, if they had it for Vanquish,
Donnie wouldn't have done it in Vanquish. Yeah, because Donnie wants to be a legit gamer.
Exactly. I wouldn't even take it. And I never have taken it. And like I said before, I never played a game on easy or very easy unless it was required for a trophy. And that game is like Metal Gear 2. It's required for you to get all dog tasks on all levels on all game playthroughs. So I never play a game on easy because it takes away from the game. And also, if you play a game on easy, when you get to normal, you're going to see stuff in there that you've never seen, which is going to throw you off. Because they add more stuff the more levels you go up.
So let me paint you a picture. It's you've been pounding away at the last tactical challenge, number 6, for, you know, 4 or 5 hours. It's 3 a.m., and a little message pops up that says, you've been going at this game for 4 or 5 years. And a little message that pops up and said, would you like to make it a little easier by just doing this? By getting the Hyper Neptunium Platonium Saturanium Chicken Gun.
I
thought you were going to say chicken hat.
You wouldn't be tempted, Donnie.
No, I wouldn't take it. I never was tempted on the games like that. I never was. Like I just said, I only play the games if it's required for a trophy on easy. I never started a game on easy. I never, like I said. Donnie. If it's only if it's required for a trophy, when you see me playing the game on easy. So if you ever see on my playthrough, on my profile, with saying I'm playing Kingdom Hearts 2 easy, then it's because a trophy is required for it.
Yeah, but most difficulty stacking games, so you don't have to worry about that.
Well, this year, Kingdom Hearts is stacking in game, because it wasn't last year or 2 years ago when it came out with 2.5 or 1.5.
Anybody else want to leave anything else on this topic, or we can move on?
Before we go, I just want to say I agree with Donnie. You know, every single gamer's experience is their own, and however they choose to play a game is how they choose to play a game. It's whatever they get, whatever they do to get enjoyment out of it. So if someone needs a little bit easier, hell, why not? It doesn't affect how you play. It doesn't affect your game. It just affects their game, and it's really only about their game anyway, their experience. So.
All right, and you were going to say something?
No, what Alex said is right. I mean, I may not necessarily agree with the easy, you know, here, we made this game really hard, and no, you're not good enough to get through it, so here's a way to easily get through it, but at the same time, no one's forcing you to use it, so.
Yeah. They're not automatically changing it for you. They're usually always, like, I never seen one that automatically change it. They always ask you. Before you hit continue, do you want to start off on easy or drop the level?
All right. Our next topic is anybody that's been a gamer over the last couple of weeks have noticed outages in their favorite online gaming consoles services.
What are you talking about? Outages over Christmas? No.
Apparently, a group of hackers has decided to take down both the Xbox Live Marketplace and the PSN over the holidays. Sony has responded by offering their sympathies and saying, we understand this is a trying time. Sony has
a trying time? Like a family member went to war? Are you serious? We understand that this might be a slight irritation, but...
They didn't say that. I was ad-libbing because I couldn't find the actual quote. But Sony is rewarding the patience of the PlayStation Network users impacted by the service downtime over the holidays. all PlayStation Plus members with an active membership or free trial on December 25th will receive a free 5-day extension to their memberships.
Woo! Hold on here, 5 days.
Well, that's how long the network was out.
Oh, okay.
In addition to the extended memberships, PlayStation Network users will also receive a one-time use of a 10% discount on any total cart purchase.
Don't you get that coupon, anyway? I'm sorry.
No, this is for everybody, not just PlayStation Plus. Everybody has one time to go into the store, load their cart up, and take a 10% discount off of it. The coupons will be available for a limited time and can be used towards games, add-ons, season passes, and or TV shows and movies. A date when the 5-day extension or coupon will come available has not been set. Sony has said an announcement will come at a later date. If anybody doesn't know, the rewards come as a result of the PlayStation Network being taken offline by a DDoS attack that began on Christmas Eve, and the outage persisted sporadically through December 29th, after which Sony finally stabilized the service, and many PlayStation 4 users were required to change their settings just to get on the PSN. Sony has also extended its PlayStation Store holiday sale to run through January 6th because of the PlayStation Network downtime and the inability to access the store. PlayStation Plus games that are coming out for next month would be an infamous First Light and also a indie game that nobody really gives a shit about.
Slag on the indie games.
Yeah, that was like...
Because you're a jerk face and you don't care.
So Ava have anything to do with that?
It ain't nothing that Ubisoft would have did, but I guess we can take it.
All right.
I say Ubisoft is better when it comes to stuff like this, but hey, who's taking notes?
Now our pass-through topic. Another character has been revealed for Mortal Kombat X. And no surprise, it's Kung Lao.
Oh my goodness. What? I can't stand developers when they do things like this. This guy has been here since part 2 and been there ever since every other one that came out. They came out with what? 13 of these games? Why are you announcing people who are common? That's like saying, hey, you know what? Liu Kang's going to be in this one also. Of course he's going to be in this one. He's the freaking star of Mortal Kombat.
Well, Liu Kang was dead, so...
And he was also here when he was dead. So
he was in Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance, and he got killed. And then he was also, despite being dead, undead Liu Kang was also was in Mortal Kombat Deception, which was the next game.
So why is this is like news? Can you announce new people coming to here to the?
Listen, I was struggling to find news for this week's show. Just
no, it's not you, Tricky. It's the freaking Boone, Ed Boone. What the heck, dude? Man, this is not freaking news.
All right. Now, let's get on to our topics of the week. We're going to recap the question from our last week's show. So, me and Alex already gave our opinions. And Donnie, I'm not too sure if you gave your opinion on this when you butted in on the show.
Listeners, please go back and listen to episode 88. It's a good
188.
188, that's right. 188.
But listen to episode 88 as well.
Yeah.
So... Yield and Don, just questions for you, and then we'll go into our other topic of the week. How do you guys feel about TV bridging the gaps in movies, and the same with comics books bridging the gap between games? The example I used last week for you guys, if you guys hadn't listened to the show yet, was Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is being used to bridge the gap between all the Marvel movies, and now the show is being used to... set up the next Marvel movie, which is Inhumans. How do you guys feel about media, like the TV show, which in my opinion is like a throwaway TV show, is just used as a filler rather than stand on its own as a TV show? Yield, we'll start with you.
If done right, I think it would be okay. I mean, I haven't seen Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because they put it on at a time where I was already watching another show.
Or they put it on at a time when you don't care about watching it.
Or that, too. And it you know, if you get the right people along and you don't get somebody that's like, well, I want to creatively go this way, it can be done right. The problem is when it just starts, you know, ending up like a train wreck.
All right, in the video game world, I don't agree with it, and I wouldn't like it when they do the whole spinoffs. You know, like the God of War spinoffs, the Kingdom Hearts spinoff. I'm not really too keen on those because I would rather like...
Wait, the God of War spinoffs? There weren't any.
Dante's Inferno.
Well, that's not a spinoff. That's,
that's a whole other game.
That's a ripoff.
That's like saying every first-person shooter is a Call of Duty ripoff.
Well, every first-person shooter plays the same to me. But I digress. But what I mean, even though I do like the God of War spinoffs, I could have lived without them. I would rather have a graphic novel or a comic. Or even like when the next sequel comes out, give us a little movie on what happened in between. I don't want to play a whole entire game of what happened in between because it's kind of like, who cares?
Well, but that's not what we're talking about, Di. We're talking about like in the case of like Tomb Raider. We had Tomb Raider that came out, the reboot. To bridge the gap from the first game to the second game, they came out with a comic book. So you can read that comic book. In the form of like Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they came out with the show after the Avengers came out, and the show led up to what Captain America Winter Soldier was. So in the movie and in the TV show, S.H.I.E.L.D. collapsed at the same time. S.H.I.E.L.D. no longer existed. Now they're using the show to lead up and introduce us to the Inhumans. Now, as I said last week, I don't know if it actually made the final cut, but I don't know who the Inhumans are. So to have the show introduce the Inhumans to me for the movie, it might intrigue me to go see the movie. But on the same token, I think it's actually holding back what the show could actually be because they're only using the show as a filler rather than a standalone show that needs to stand on its own 2 feet.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Like, I think that a S.H.I.E.L.D. show
can't stand alone anyway.
Without the Avengers or superheroes or mutants cannot stand. You can't have that.
Yeah.
I don't care about the people who work at desks for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. And people, with anything dealing with heroes or superheroes, people don't care about the people who are not super. You know what I'm saying? Who are not the heroes. We don't care about, you know, who's setting up the paperwork for Captain America and go out and do his job now. We don't care about those people.
Well, I mean, one of the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now is actually Mockingbird. So, I mean, there are heroes in every episode, but it's not the Avengers.
Okay, but we don't. You said those people are... I've heard of Mockingbird, but that could have been introduced. Like, they're not like an everyday thing. They're not going to have Mockingbird doing Mockingbird stuff all the time. And then who the heck is, what does Mockingbird do? What does he mock or mimic people or something?
Well, it's a woman by the first one.
Or she, I'm sorry. Him is used as a general term.
But Mockingbird was closely affiliated with Hawkeye. So they're talking about now they're going to bring Hawkeye into the show.
Okay, we don't care about Hawkeye either. He doesn't have powers.
But there's already been cameos where the actress for Sif has been on the show. What's his face?
Samuel Jackson's been on it.
Samuel Jackson's been on there. Colby Smothers as Agent Hill has been on the show.
See, but you're saying cameos.
They're all making appearances.
We don't care about cameos either.
They're always referenced, but they're not appearing on the show. But like I'm saying, they're using the show as a filler rather than making a show about the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where, you know, they're instead of putting that episode where they're working with Iron Man, they're using that show to introduce us to the Inhumans. Then they're going to introduce Ant-Man. Then they're going to, you know, when Age of Ultron comes around starting next year, they're going to use it to lead us up to the Age of Ultron. So it's just, you know, that's what I'm saying. How do you feel about a medium being you, a media being used to bridge the gap between other media.
Well, yeah, I'm not really feeling it too much because, yeah, like you, just you already do that. You already do that at the post credits of every movie, so leave it as it is. And then that's not going to make you want to go see Inhumans. The Inhumans preview will make you want to see Inhumans. Before they came out with this Marvel stuff, or before they came out with any other superhero movie that people are known for or well known, the preview made you want to see the movie, not a freaking filler.
Here's a recent example. You talk about how people, you know, it's the show is being used to drum up excitement for the Inhumans because you don't know anything about the Inhumans, and you know that is definitely a good point because for some people that might entice them. But if you're watching a S.H.I.E.L.D. show, you're probably a Marvel fan, so you might already know about the Inhumans. Anyway, Guardians of the Galaxy. I and a lot of people didn't know anything about Guardians of the Galaxy, which was great. And I had no idea who those characters were, no idea about that universe, but as soon as I saw the previews, I wanted to go see it.
Well, the movie itself would make you want to see the movie. Oh, that movie looks interesting, so I want to see it. Not the next, not the post-credits thing of every Marvel movie would make you want to
see
the movie.
Well, see, and this is also the thing, is like, if they got to use a show like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to introduce us to who the Inhumans are, then why are they making a movie about it?
See, but the thing is, I think you think that they have to use the show. They only using that because they're S.H.I.E.L.D., and that's their job to find the heroes, the superheroes. So they just happen to have Inhumans on their show, so why not make a movie about it? And then on top of that, they've been talking about making the Inhumans movie before this episode even got brought up on the S.H.I.E.L.D. So I don't think they have to use this show as a filler. They're just doing it because they can, and it's the S.H.I.E.L.D., and that's what S.H.I.E.L.D. do. Find the Inhuman-like people to recruit them for, or what is it, DayZ or something like that?
Right.
Yeah. So that's part of their job. So I don't think they have to use it as a filler. It just so happened to be a filler.
Okay. Yul, do you want to bring us up your question?
Do what now?
The question that we were going to revisit because Alice wasn't here, do you want to revisit that?
I don't even remember what question that was.
Okay. I remember bits and pieces of the question. The question was something along the lines of, what's a good game to introduce a newcomer to the game world? What do you consider a good game for that person to start out on? And we're not talking about, we're talking about the goddess, how you started her out on The Last of Us, and that was like a huge no-no for somebody who never played a game before in their life. So we were talking about, and then you came up with a good question, like, that would be a good question. What are good games to start off a newbie to the game world?
All right, so since Alex wasn't here for the question, Alex, we'll start with you.
Ugh. Obviously, like, the music-based games, which are really kind of dead at this point.
Yuck, man. What the heck? Are you trying to turn them away from the gaming world? We talking about keeping them in the gaming world.
No, dude, those games were good. Like, it was something that anyone could enjoy. Me or someone, you know, someone who's played a game for games for his entire life, and then someone who hasn't played. I think they were, it made a bridge between those two personalities, those two worlds.
No, it hasn't. Honestly,
like, something like Mario Kart. Are we talking about strictly PlayStation? Because something like Mario Kart, no. I think, is a really good.
No, just a game, period. Like, just to get somebody into, they don't, not necessarily for, turn them into a hardcore gamer, but somebody who wants to get into the gaming world serious, and what's a good game to start them out on?
No, I mean, Costume Quest, I think, is a good.
Yeah, that would be
a nice
good.
Little introduction game. I think for the Ratchet and Clank games and the Sly Cooper games would be good as well.
Okay, I'll go. I'll go next. Because I don't agree with any indie games being a good starter.
You don't agree with any indie games at all, Donnie.
No, I only say that because indie games don't hold your attention. Indie games are arcade-ish. So arcade is only going to hold your attention for so long.
I do have an update. I want to update everyone on something. Can I have the floor?
Go ahead.
Breaking news. Homer Gets Duffed is playing Burnout Paradise. Back to you, Donnie.
Back to you, Donnie. Oh, man. We're going to have to help that person out, maybe. Well, most likely, because nobody is going to be willing to help him out. But and I would agree with the whole Ratchet and Clank. I think Ratchet and Clank would be the first one, of course. I always recommend start off with the first one of any series. But Ratchet and Clank, to me, would be a great game for any newbie coming to the game world. That. Or even the Sly Coopers.
I would say pretty much any of the Mario games, Ratchet and Clank. I also think maybe the first Uncharted wouldn't be too bad. That would get you into some, some third person shooting would be.
Yeah, I'll say that's a borderline of what it need to be at for a newbie. Anything more than Uncharted would be, I think, too much for a newbie.
But wouldn't Uncharted be along the same lines as The Last of Us?
No, Last of Us.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that, because Last of Us require... every game requires some common sense as far as puzzle based. But Last of Us, like something with deep story, emotion, and stuff like that, I don't think a newbie would be able to handle that. I don't think they'd be as exciting as like intrigued with it, like how we would be. Something like I said, that's why I say Uncharted is borderline that.
I honestly would go old school and just
Nothing old school. Nothing old school is hard as heck, man.
How about pixel junk shooter or pixel junk side scroller? That's old school, but it's new school too.
Shooter would be good.
Well, no, side scroller, but shooter maybe as well, but side scroller.
Okay, I was going to say something along the old school, like Mario Brothers. Mm-mm. But I'm not talking like older Mario Brothers. I'm talking about like updated Mario Brothers.
Don't say old school there, man. What the heck?
Well, Mario Brothers is, I mean, the format really hasn't changed.
Well, yeah, we know they haven't made new games, but still, just say Mario
Brothers. No, they've made new games. I'm talking about the format of, you know, run, jump, you know. Just to get somebody familiar with the controller before you start using it as an intricate game like, you know, The Last of Us or Uncharted or something like that, where it requires, you know, multiple button presses, you know, because you hand somebody a controller now, they have, eight different buttons they got to press.
Ten,
really, if you count the L3 and R3. So, I don't know.
I guess joysticks would be out of the question too then, since the buttons are a problem. I think Ratchet and Clank or the Sly Cooper should be a great one to start them off with. So you're listening, you a newbie to Trophy Horse, so you a newbie to the game world. Ratchet and Clank, I recommend Ratchet and Clank, is like, cause I like that more than Sly, but Sly is no slouch of a game.
All right, that is going to bring us to the end of the show.
No!
It's time to do some housekeeping.
Yeah, housekeeping. Yeah.
ProvenGamer.com is looking for some...
Housekeeping.
Yes, sir.
Housekeeping. Yes?
ProvenGamer.com is looking for some staff members.
Housekeeping.
We are looking for writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in applying, go to the site, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're on the be sure to stop by and check out all of our articles and all of our videos. Speaking of our videos can be conveniently found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer on YouTube and check out all of our videos there. If you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it, but there are several ways you can listen to us. One is on iTunes, the other is on Stitcher, and there are other various forms of podcast apps out there for your smartphones and computers. If you listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher, if you could and would, please stop by, leave us a rating, preferably 5 stars, and let us know how good of a job we're doing. If you want to get a hold of us in a different way, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. First is our phone number. Donnie, what's that number?
330-PROVEN-9, 330-776-8369. And I was kind of afraid I was going to forget that.
You can also stop by ProvenGamer.com and on the right side of the page, click on the SpeakPipe app and leave a voicemail. That is not just for the podcasters. That is for anybody on the site. You can also find the SpeakPipe on our Facebook page. And we know you're on Facebook, so stop by Facebook, do a search for Proven Gamer, and please hit that like button while you're there. If you also, if you want to get a hold of us on Twitter, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. You can contact the site at Proven Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Donnie at Young Twist. You can contact Alex at Saundersaurus Rex, and you can contact Yielded. I Yield to No One. And because it's the Christmas holidays, and we know that a lot of you have gotten your new consoles, we are going to run by and give you our PSN IDs, starting with Donnie. Donnie, what is your PSN ID?
That DTN, THATDTN.
Yield?
I yield to no one. IYIELD, the number 2, NO, the number 1.
Alex?
Raise Havoc. RaiseHavok.
And I am Tricky Mick. That's TrickyMic.
MOUSE.
I knew you was going to do that. All right. With all that being said, that is all of our housekeeping, but we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor is our GoFundMe.
GoFundYou?
You know, did you listen to last week's show, Yield?
No.
I actually paused waiting for you to say that last week, our last episode. Yes, we are trying to raise some money for some new podcast and equipment and, you know, make the show sound better. If you guys are interested and could and you would, please stop by GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer and leave a donation. And there are certain perks, including a perk to make one of us. Any one of us, your choice, get a platinum in any game on our personal PSN ID.
And it's proven that all of us need some equipment now.
Yes, after last week's show. Again, I want to apologize for Alex's audio last week. I don't know what the hell happened, and Donnie forgot to put in a little memo saying, hey, listen, I couldn't fix this fucked up audio, so.
Yeah, sorry, listeners.
But you, that's all you
got
to say?
Yeah, but you got through it. Y'all got through it, didn't you?
And I severely want to apologize to every one of our listeners. I was holding on to 3 different episodes and didn't release them. I got backlogged. I got busy. But all 3 shows are out now. We're all up to date, Donnie.
Well, the listeners not up to date. That's 3 hours out of their life they got to take out now.
That is true.
But they love us. They'll listen.
Yes, and especially shout out to, I know we're not in shout out yet, but shout out to Homer who sent us a message saying, correct me if I'm wrong, but Trophy Wars is a weekly show, correct?
Yes, to where we responded to, like, well, we record weekly.
Yeah, and I got some housekeeping DLC.
Oh, man.
I forgot to
DLC.
I forgot to mention our other podcast, PG Spoilers, which that is not a weekly show. That's a
whenever the fuck we get to feel like it.
But listeners, remember, PG Spoilers is not just for us. That is for anybody. If you have a topic you want to talk about, all you got to do is contact one of us, and we'll set it up so you can record it and release it. That is not just for us. Like I said, that is for you. As long as you have the podcasting equipment. And you don't have to worry about editing because it's an unedited show. It's uncensored. We do have some rules with it, but if you want to do a show, all you got to do is contact one of us, and it's simple rules. With all that being said, we only have one other sponsor. And in the Christmas spirit, I want a Alex, Yield, and Donnie to answer when I ask this question. I want all 3 at the same time. Think you can pull it off?
Well, no, because me and Alex gotta wait 3 seconds and then say it.
Donnie can fix it.
All right. Guys, who are we sponsored by?
1, 2, 3.
I only heard 2 out of 3 on that one. Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could, Ed Wood, each and every time you do shopping on Amazon, please stop by Proven Gamer first, click on any Amazon link, and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. With all that being said, let's move on to our shout-outs. Let's see. Who's the person that hasn't been on the show in the longest?
Alex. Well, no, he was on last week, so it would be
me.
Donnie D.
I want to give a shout-out to the listeners, as always. Shout-out to you guys. And since I wasn't here for it, so I want to say it now. This is going to be late. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. And I said it right for you people who know that I always say it backwards. So that means I really care about y'all. No. And I want to give a shout-out to my kids. My kids, I like to turn my kids on to things that I grew up with. And that I used to laugh with, and they enjoy Mr. Bean, and I like that they enjoy Mr. Bean for the simple fact.
Who the hell enjoys Mr.
Man,
Bean?
Man, Mr. Bean is funny as heck.
All the cool people like Mr. Bean.
Exactly, and I like, the number one reason I like that they like it, because they crack up just as much as I do, is that Mr. Bean brings, he's like the diversity of comedy. He proved that it could be done without audio. I mean, well, not audio, but without speaking much. You don't have to speak it. You can just do comedy and it's funny. So that's what I like that they like it for. So shout out to the kiddies, a personal one for that. And that just made me love y'all that much more. that's it.
yield your shout outs.
Shout out to you guys, the listeners.
My kids for liking Mr. Bean.
I think that's it. Donnie's kids for liking Mr. Bean. yeah, I think that's it this week. I'm kind of pod or shout out light.
And Alex,
as always, I want to thank the listeners for being awesome and being letting us into their homes and into their ears, because we're just three crazy son of bitches. And well, we appreciate you all for making it through the entire show. So this shout-out goes out to you all. I want to give a big shout-out to my friend Colin, who is a friend. We've known each other since middle school, been close friends since high school. We found out one day that we lived basically a five-minute walk from each other's house, and neighborhoods over, so just neighborhood next to each other. So he's in town right now. He's writing his dissertation, getting ready to defend it to finish grad school. So he's in town.
Y'all friends? Y'all just now finding out that y'all stayed next to each other?
No, dude, we found this out in high school, but we were friends. We hung out for a while, and then one day we were like, oh, wait a minute, you live where? I live here. And so he's one of my closest friends, and he lives down in Atlanta, so he's visiting right now, and I'm just glad that getting to go to dinner with him tonight, so I'm just really glad that I get to spend some time with him.
Wait,
so
you going to dinner? And, you know that's a dude, right?
Yes, I'm very. You can go out to dinner with guy friends, and it's totally okay, Donnie.
All right, that's the last one.
Yeah, so my shout out to one of my closest friends, my brother Colin, and then of course my lady Christina, as always.
Oh
yeah,
Christina, I gotta tell you, just so Alex tells you, it doesn't tell you before I do. I'm a pervert, so don't mind me.
That's not something you want to be on announcing, man. If it never got brought up, don't bring it up.
That's what she said.
I'm not a pervert. I'm a prevert. and I'm going to go shout out light this week. I just want to give one shout out. I don't know why, and I can't explain it, but there was a celebrity death recently that for some reason is hitting me home. Stuart Scott, he passed away. So my shout out is to his friends and family. He's one announcer I'm gonna miss.
You need a hug.
I do need a hug. I don't know why. I was telling Donnie this. It's like I grew up with him. And Donnie goes, "Well, you didn't grow up with him. You grew up watching him." But to me, it's the same thing, you know. And I was looking up Stuart Scott quotes, you know, things that he was famous for saying over the years. And it's ironic because one of the things that I say all the time is one of his favorite catchphrases, and I never really associated with it. But now I realize that, you know, it did impact me more than I realized.
Oh, that's all good, man. I was just busting your chops, man. I felt the same way a few weeks ago about Bernie Mac. Like, I never knew the guy personally, but I was like, this guy, I miss Bernie.
He died a couple years ago.
Yeah, I missed the heck out of Bernie. He left too soon, for real.
So if there's nothing else, I'm not gonna do my my typical sign out. I'm gonna give a shout out to Stuart Scott again and say, you ain't gotta go home, but you gotta get the heck out of here.
Check it. Peace out.
Check. Happy New Check Year.
It. You done made it to another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your whoredom.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to look at the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to this show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.